Vietnam is reporting more human cases of bird flu. A 16-month-old girl has been infected with the virus, and yesterday a 3-year-old boy died of the disease. So far, 15 people have died of bird flu in Vietnam. Officials from the World Health Organization say the bird flu epidemic continues. They say they expect to see human cases in more countries. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports from Hanoi.
More than 25 million birds have died or been killed in Vietnam since early January. Another 30 million have been slaughtered in Thailand in an effort to stop the bird flu from spreading. In the past few weeks, officials in both countries have spoken of getting the upper hand in the battle against the H5N1 virus. Thailand is especially keen on seeing the epidemic declared over. The Thai poultry industry is worth an estimated $1 billion a year, mostly in exports to countries such as Japan, which have stopped buying poultry because of the avian flu epidemic. Maria Chang, a spokesman for the World Health Organization in Hanoi, says she understands the economic pressure on the Thai government to declare the flu contained, but she says economic concerns should not override human health concerns.
As far as we're concerned, this is still an outbreak situation, and we're still seeing numbers increase every day. And until we bring that under control, we don't think that we'll be able to declare this outbreak contained. So realistically, we don't think that this will be brought under control for at least several months and maybe even years.
Though Vietnam is not a major exporter of chicken like Thailand, the avian flu epidemic is having a significant economic impact here. Chicken is an important part of the local diet, and poultry sales are an important source of cash for many small farmers. Given the number of chickens affected by the virus, the number of human cases is still relatively small, but the WHO warns the potential for human-to-human transmission and a SARS-like epidemic remains as long as the avian flu remains in the region's poultry population. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Hanoi.